Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. And Dr. Frank is not only an MD, he was an acupuncturist before he was an MD, but he also has a fellowship in functional medicine, which I refer to as anti-aging medicine. And that takes another 5 years on top of a medical degree. So, Dr. Frank, thank you for being with us.
Hey, good to be with you, Dan.
Now, one of the things, you do this on a regular basis, I guess about every 3 months or so. You either go to, like, Nepal, and this time you just got back from Kenya. And I know you do a medical missionary work. What were you doing over in Kenya?
We were doing a medical mission, and we've been over in Kenya for 14 years. And so when we first went into the village that we serve, we were literally doing health camps out of a mud hut in a little village out in the African bush. So now we go full steam ahead 14 years later, and in that community we feed over 1,000 children a day. Oh. We have a community center that has a lot of programming. One real important programming is that we have a professional tailor, a seamstress, that trains women to become tailors so that they have gainful employment.
Cool.
We've had numerous water wells drilled in the village, and when we first went there, the women would literally walk with, 5 gallon buckets to the river 2 miles away, fill it up with dirty brown water and bring it home to drink it. And now they've got clean water through the wells that we've drilled. In the last probably 6 or 7 years, a variety of churches and civic groups and so forth in Oklahoma have joined together, and we've got an academy with over 300 students in it, and they were, when they took their exams for going on to high school, our school, our academy, they ended up number one in the district, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. You guys are making a difference. What, as a doctor, what are you doing medicine-wise with them?
So we've got all of that going for the community, and then in addition to that, about 4 to 5 years ago, a local church committed and donated the money and actually built a clinic. And that was a couple of year process. But over these last 2 years, we actually have a full-time staff with a physician's assistant, a nurse, a lab technician, and a pharmacy, what they call a chemist, full-time for the community. So it really has transformed the community in a very important way. So my role has really changed from simply seeing hundreds of patients in little mud hut in the village, that now we've got some research going on over there with our structured silver. We treat malaria very, very effectively. Malaria, of course, being the number one killer around the world, mm-hmm. but very significant in this area of Africa. And with our silver, we very effectively treat malaria and typhoid and other infectious diseases like that, and we do it without the side effects. A lot of the listeners may not be aware, but many times our soldiers are put on Lariam and anti-malaria medicine when they're over in Iraq and Afghanistan and places like that. And it's been recognized now that one of the side effects to that medicine is a PTSD type.
Oh, really?
Neurological side effect. And so really, there's a fair number of our soldiers that they don't have PTSD in the classical sense. They have bad side effects from medication. And so that's why we try whenever we can to use non-toxic natural remedies, just like in my clinic here. We try to use those over in on our work in Nepal and Mexico and Kenya and places like that as well.
Well, I you and I have talked about this before, but I know your structured silver is not like the typical, I don't even want to use the word colloidal silver because it's not colloidal anymore, but the typical suspended silver molecules that you go down and buy in the health food store. I know there's some good ones in there, but this one, I don't know why it's a little bit better than others, but it seems to be.
Yeah, it happens that it is both, it will be both safer and more bioavailable because of its construction. So the particles are, you know, they're all nanoparticles, a variety of people do that. But this is very bioavailable, very safe, and the silver solutions are antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic, and antifungal. And so, you know, typhoid, for instance, is a bacteria, whereas malaria is a parasite. So when my wife and our teams go, we don't take those medicines that have potential side effects. We literally just load up on silver, and we've been protected these last 10 years, you know, extremely well. We also, in the community, we with this clinic and a full-time staff now, we're coordinating with the Minister of Health in the area, and we're hoping to start a bona fide clinical research project out there. And then in the nearby city where we are, there is a slum, and that's not a derogatory term. That's the term they use. There is a slum with over 500,000 people, most of whom live in mud and stick-sided homes with corrugated tin roofs, and over half of them are have very serious AIDS problem. And so we did start, for the first time, we started a health camp outreach in the slums of the area called Nylinda this time. And so that was a tremendous boost for the community as well.
I have Dr. Brian Frank with me. And Dr. Frank is an MD, anesthesiologist, pain specialist, was an acupuncturist before that, but he spent 5 years getting a fellowship in functional medicine. And functional medicine, very interesting subject. It'd probably be where I would have gone if I became a medical doctor. And so what does that mean to integrative medicine, functional medicine? What does that include in your practice? What are you doing different than what most MDs do?
Well, you know, overall, what we typically do is we look at the nature of a patient's health concerns, and we really try and address the cause rather than so much of American medicine has gotten to where it's treating the symptoms. And so another term for functional medicine that is often used is anti-aging and regenerative medicine. So you say, okay, well, what are we regenerating? And for my practice, about two-thirds of my practice is involved in natural pain and sports medicine. And so when we see a patient with, you know, worn-out knees or rotator cuff problem or low back problems, neck problems, we say, okay, let's understand what the nature of the problem is, and let's try not just treat it with anti-inflammatory pain meds, you know, like ibuprofen. Let's not just... you know, do cortisone injections, because while those minimize symptoms sometimes, they don't do anything to actually heal and repair. And in regenerative medicine, we know that most of these aches and pains are related to either joint problems internally, you know, the knees, the cartilage in the knee is worn out, or related to the weakness of the ligaments and tendons surrounding those joints. And both of those are tremendous opportunities for the benefits of prolotherapy, which is the original stem cell therapy. And so when we go in and we treat a patient's knee that's worn out, very often they're told, well, we just, you know, you're bone on bone, you need to have your knee replaced. Well, you know, surgery is a fun place to work. I've spent many years in the operating room, but it's not a place you want to go if you can avoid it. So with prolotherapy, as we treat the knee, then the stem cells come in and they literally regenerate new healthy cartilage in that joint. Or, for instance, if we're treating a rotator cuff or a shoulder injury, then we're literally regenerating healthy ligament and tendon structure so that the strain is not on those structures anymore. Then all up and down your spine, low back problems or neck problems or anywhere in between, again, many, many ligaments and tendons that support the spine. And when they're weak, it just can't structurally do what it needs to do. So the prolotherapy, those stem cells, literally regenerate healthy ligaments and tendons to support the spine. And when you do that, you end up taking the pressure off of discs, off of nerves, and pain goes away as we do these types of regenerative therapies because the joint's getting healthier and healthy joints don't hurt. So that's about two-thirds of my regenerative practice is in the area of pain and sports medicine. And then the other third is in the area of looking at hormones or looking at metabolics. And, you know, I had a great consultation this week with a gentleman that he was diabetic. And he just didn't want to be on the medicines. And he actually had a sense that there might be a way that he could get off. And of course, in conventional medicine, nobody thinks that way. So in fact, we have started a plan with him to say, okay, here are the things we can do. Let's get some, we do have some labs that are not widely known in the conventional medical community. So we do some testing that's different. But then, you know, whether it's metabolics like diabetes or if it's blood pressure problems or if it's hormone and fatigue and adrenal stress, that type of thing, well, we've got really good testing now. And then we've got most of the time we're talking about natural solutions to regenerate a healthy adrenal status so that you're not fatigued all the time, to regenerate healthy thyroid, to regenerate a hormone status that supports you being well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been an area of study for mine for quite a while. At one time, I was borderline diabetic, actually in high school, and I think for a lot of my adult life, not all-out diabetic, but just right there on the edge, you know, 110. And I've heard some people think that's healthy. No, about 85, I think, would be healthy, but not 110. And so by doing low carb, by exercising, by taking certain supplementation, I've been able to bring my down to a decent level, not 85, about low 90s. And I like to get down into the probably 85 to 80 range, and I think I'd be a lot healthier there. You know, something I didn't know, speaking of that the difference of A1C, I think 5.6, which I would consider not bad, and 5, you're 300% more likely to have a heart attack. Is that right?
Well, that probably is right. It's you know, the hemoglobin A1C is a 90-day picture of the blood sugar. Of course, when you get your glucose, the blood sugar, then that's the immediate. You know, that's where you are currently as the lab is being drawn. And then there's another one that we often looked at called the fructosamine, which is kind of a 2 to 3 week picture. So, you know, these are the types of things that we look at in functional medicine in a little bit different way. It's like thyroid. I had a patient come in that went to a very well-regarded clinic here locally this past week, and for the thyroid, they only checked the TSH, and guess what? It's not even a thyroid hormone. It's a pituitary hormone, and they didn't check the T3, the T4, the reverse T3 uptake. They didn't check to see if there were any TPO antibodies of the thyroid. So, you know, in regenerative medicine and functional medicine, we do test a bit different, and then we're always saying, okay, what can we do to help the person get back to healthy rather than just medicating their problems?
Doc, how do people get a hold of you before we finish this up?
The clinic number is 405-763-7603, and I have a new website now at re-genesishealth.com, re-genesishealth.com.
Take advantage of this, folks. It can change your life. I really appreciate it, Doc, being with us. And I'll talk to you again very soon, Dr. Frank.
Hey, have a great week, Dan. Thanks.
You're welcome. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores all over town. it stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me this afternoon. I want to mention something that a lot of people should know, but they take for granted. As you get older, your hormones generally go down unless you know how to keep them thriving and full of the vibrance that you had when you were younger. But one of the first ones that a lot of people have is a low thyroid. And when you look at the thyroid, the symptoms sometimes will tell you more than the tests. That's what a doctor friend of mine that was famous in that area used to say. And when I'm talking to people, one of the first things I'll notice is they've lost the outer edge of their eyebrows. If they're starting to bunch together like Groucho Marx, that is a sign of low thyroid. And premature balding can be a sign of thyroid. Of course, with men, you don't know if it's male pattern baldness or if it's thyroid. Women, I think you can tell, and some women start going bald, and that's one of the first things. Now, you start getting chilled. Cold affects you much easier. It used to affect me. I'm someone with hypothyroid. Hypo always means low. Hyper means overactive, and that's a totally different type of effect on the body. They get real skinny. Their eyes may bulge. They're probably too hot. That's hyperthyroid. But hypo, you have trouble tolerating cold. Well, cold doesn't bother me anymore, but I take a little thyroid. And I also take iodine, kelp, to keep that up. Now, in Japan, they average close to 13 milligrams, not micrograms, milligrams of iodine a day. It used to be when I was younger and I was studying this, they'd say take 150 to 225 micrograms of iodine a day. So 225, if it's 250 micrograms, it'd be one-fourth of a milligram. And so when you're talking about taking 13 milligrams, you can see how much more that is. Multiply 4 times 13. Well, that's what they're getting. And by doing that, they have very low cancer levels in certain areas of the body. Breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, ovary cancer. And I think I'm leaving one out. But here's the reason. The body uses hydrogen peroxide to kill bacteria and viruses. It produces it, and probably parasites as well. It produces hydrogen peroxide. But too much hydrogen peroxide burns the cells and causes the nucleus to start mutating and produce an aberrant cell that becomes cancerous. Well, iodine steals a molecule from the hydrogen peroxide and turns it into water and neutralizes that effect. So that's one of the benefits of it. Other benefit, of course, it feeds the thyroid. and helps keep it healthy. Now, it used to be, doctors have caught up, but it used to be when I talked about this years ago, doctors only measured T3, and they try to extrapolate and say, well, then your T4 levels are okay if the T3. Or they would do even worse. They would say, your TSH is okay. And TSH, they would say, thyroid-stimulating hormone there. If the thyroid is working well, the body is not releasing that to try to get the thyroid more stimulated. Well, apparently that's not that accurate. And the one that was new to me a few years ago is T3R. T3R is reverse T3. And now doctors have caught on. They're starting to realize, oh, I got to look at T3R as well as T3, because here's what happened. If you have adrenal fatigue, and it's not uncommon in our society, staying up too late, eating too much sugar and starch, eating a poor diet, not enough B vitamins, not enough magnesium and different things, and under a lot of stress, you start fatiguing your adrenal gland to it just can't respond. Well, if your thyroid is really working well, it can over-fatigue the adrenal gland. So what the body does is it turns down the thyroid. It's like taking the foot off the gas pedal. It doesn't want it to be quite as active until you get that adrenal gland healthy. And so you work on the adrenal gland, you get it healthy, and things like L-tyrosine, which also helps the thyroid, as amino acid that the Army found was more effective than any drug they had for battle fatigue back after Kuwait. You take 500 to 1,000 milligrams on an empty stomach before you eat anything in the morning, 30 minutes to an hour before you eat. Same thing before lunch. And that, after a few weeks or a month, you'll really notice the difference. Ashwagandha at night, fantastic. And then Invigorous, a great, great sleep product. I have commercials that run on Invigorous, but it's a wonderful sleep product. And it will, that quality of sleep it gives will help heal that. There's another little product I found in the stores I like to take with Invigorous called Moon Drops. And they're inexpensive little homeopathic products that takes the stress out, and you'll sleep better with that. But if you get a good night's sleep, you'll help heal the adrenals. Then it's good to go after the thyroid. That T3R probably will go away, and now when you're measuring, you're getting true T3. And you want to get that to a healthy level. Then your metabolism works well. Then your immune system works well. Then you can lose some fat. Then your brain works well. If it doesn't, you start getting dementia that's really based on a deficiency in iodine and thyroid. But more importantly, I want you to avoid the cancers that can come by having too low of a level of iodine. Now, North America Urban Spice has a product called Thyrolset. That one works really well. But also, Terry Naturally has an iodine product, and he has one that's 13 milligrams or 12.5, right on that level. You might want to look at that. You can find either one of those in most of the better health food stores around here and probably in any of the parts of the country. So take care of your thyroid if you want to feel good and have that energy you had when you're younger. But first, heal that adrenal if you have adrenal fatigue. We'll be right back, folks. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. There's a new product for chronic pain called Stivex, S-T-I-V-A-X. Phenomenal product. It causes the vagus nerve to release endorphins. In other words, it gets people off the opioids. Now, to get a hold of me to learn more about this, whether you're an MD or whether you're someone that's been in chronic pain and looking for an MD, go to dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway21@gmail.com. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and this is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. God, that's a long time ago. And I have Stu Tomp with me, and they have a new product that I just started taking, and that's their Rowan. And I take it and rub it around the base of my, the top of my neck and the base of my skull and down the front of my, the muscles in front of my neck as well as the back. And then I rub it around the low back, around the what is called the crest of the ilium, where the top of the pelvis and around the hip. And I found I sleep so much better moving that around my neck and stuff, because I used to use my head as a battering ram from grade school all the way through high school playing football. And I paid a price for it, also some gymnastic exercises and our mistakes. So I paid a price for it, also injured my back severely enough not to go to Vietnam because of it. So I know what those kind of pains feel like. I generally don't have them anymore, but I have little bits of aches and pains. And that product works, Stu. What is about this Rowan Gold that's so amazing?
Well, we've taken our patented gold formula. That's our award-winning gold formula made from agricultural hemp. And we blended it with menthol and camphor, which these are well-known. They are over-the-counter monographs. So if you're looking for a non-opioid way to deal with non-surgical pain, these ingredients, the menthol and the camphor, have been around for a long time with great evidence of support. And by adding CBD to those, can you only imagine with CBD helping to drive that even more effectively at the cannabinoid receptors, at the antioxidant receptors? There's some brand new evidence out where they take people that have been exposed to UVA and UVB, and they give them CBD, or they give them CBD rather, and expose them to UVA and UVB. And the skin upregulates a whole slew of glutathione antioxidant signals in addition to the NRF receptors. And there are cannabinoid receptors in the skin that go to the central nervous system and to the brain. So you're talking about a new way. That Rowan is like icy hot plus this incredible new ingredient that we've never had access to and then some. So that is an actual addition. Keep your eye open for all of our new products coming out in that gold label. So we're taking our gold formula like that Rowan and building on that. So I've heard now from athletes across the country the same thing that you said. It supercharges the CBD.
Well, see, you just opened up something that I was wondering when I'm walking around the mall, they have some what do they call those things? Kiosks
there, right?
Of CBD, and they have makeup and our facial products and stuff, and I'm going, how does that work on the face? Now I know what it's doing. It's bringing down the inflammation in the face. And there's a book called The Wrinkle Cure by Perricone I interviewed many, many years ago, and he could make women look 10 years younger in 2 weeks by a tremendous amount of fish oil, eating salmon and mackerel and stuff. But he said what he's doing is bring down the inflammation. And he said the inflammation deepens the wrinkles, creates pores, creates puffiness in the face, and makes you look much older than you are. And when you lower that, you can look at least 10 years younger in a short amount of time. Now I understand why they're putting it in facial products.
Yes. Now, we have to be concerned. This is interesting and sensitive. CBD itself can be astringent, like witch hazel, and can dry things out.
Okay.
So if you have problem skin, you really need to have it delivered properly in, you know, like a Janus molecule that's fat-soluble and water-soluble like astaxanthin. And very, very few people are really doing that right now. So be careful with the commercial stuff that's available. Okay. I'll tell you why. They're isolating the CBD crystal and throwing that in with body care ingredients. So that may or may not be proven to be the ideal way to do this, and you could dry your skin out. So I would say pay close attention to the offerings. Our Plus CBD Oil Balm is nurturing and healing. So we have a red label and gold label. If you have eczema or psoriasis, if you can see the inflammation, use the red label. If it's just pain and swelling and puffiness, use the gold label. So we have many other nurturing ingredients in there like broccoli oil so that you're not drying out your skin. Now, it's not necessarily made directly for your face. People are using very small amounts of it on their face, and they're using it more as an ointment, as a salve, as a balm. This is a way to heal, as you said, inflammation in a deep way. And so as a result, the beauty is the byproduct of the inflammation sebating. And there's some anti-sebastatic mechanisms with CBD. So for acne on PubMed.gov, there's some interesting papers about cannabidiol and acne and its anti-sebastatic property. So there's a lot here to unpack for skin health.
Wow. Yeah, there is a whole lot here. I never heard anyone using broccoli oil. That's very interesting.
The broccoli oil is great because it has this direct activity on the NRF receptors, which I'm very, very interested in. And again, this new research that just came out where they were showing this very interesting gene expression, just a broad gene expression of all kinds of antioxidant signals as a result. I'm just pulling it up right now so I can just, you know, quickly just shoot it off. They looked at antioxidant response. This is from having CBD on your skin exposed to UV. Structural improvement, catalytic activity signaling, and signal transduction. So this stuff is very effective and powerful at protecting the skin and helping to upregulate the natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant signaling pathways.
You know, folks, our body produces its own antioxidants, SOD, catalase, and glutathione, and CoQ10 to a degree. And so, it's one of those things we lose as we age, one of the reasons we do age. So if you give it a stimulus to create more of these on a cell, within the cell or bringing it to the cell, then it can really reverse aging or at least slow down the breaks of aging. Pretty phenomenal. This is very interesting. We're going to have to do more shows on this, Stu.
I love how you said that, slowing entropy. And this is all stuff in 2D culture cells compared to 3D UV radiated. So this is all bleeding research, but it lists glutathione synthesis, glutathione peroxidase. These are all, as what Dr. Dan said, these antioxidant signaling pathways, in addition to things like NF-kappa-beta, which is a very, very mediator, if you will, of inflammatory response. So it helps to help the body heal itself. That's why the endocannabinoid system is the target. It's the system that helps you heal yourself.
Stu, we're out of time here, buddy. We're going to have to do more later. I really appreciate it. Look for Plus CBD Oil by CV Sciences. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I really appreciate tuning in Tuesday morning. Don't forget, Tuesday afternoon. Depends where you're at. This plays all over the world. You could be, in China and listen to this. So depending on the time zone. For me here in Oklahoma, it plays between 12 and 12:50. But, you got to figure out, because you may have a friend or family member you want to start hearing some of this material. And so just figure out what time zone you're in and adjust it accordingly. Now, another thing I want to talk about is that, I was touching on the section before, the importance of sleep. If you don't sleep well, you're going to gain weight, you're going to get inflamed, and you're going to have fatigue and joint pains. You could have fibromyalgia from it. They can create fibromyalgia in sleep labs by interfering with the dreams. When you start to dream, if they shake you just a little bit, and a week or two, you start having these painful areas in the body that identify fibromyalgia. But you're going to have brain fog that could, if you have continual brain fog, it may end up becoming dementia because of the inflammation within the brain. Your likelihood of having stroke and heart disease goes up greatly. The list goes on and on about what sleep does. They say if you lack 1 hour of sleep, it's like having 2 drinks of alcohol. And if you're trying to drive, your reflexes are slowed down that much. So you got to be aware of the need for a deep, restful sleep. Now, taking something like Ambien, I don't recommend, because it will knock you out, but the quality of sleep won't be there. Sleep runs in 90-minute cycles. When you first fall asleep at night, you spend a little bit of time in the alpha wave range. That's where you dream. And then you you drop into theta, and then a longer period in delta and theta. Mainly delta, that's when you get a lot of your delta. That's 4 cycles per second wavelength. And in those areas, you get a lot of detoxing going on. But as your brain gets rested and the immune system of the brain starts clearing up the brain, because it literally, when you sleep at night, it's getting rid of that plaque and allowing the neurons, the synapses, to unravel so they make better connections. That's why if you don't get good night's sleep, you start losing your memory until you start getting healthy sleep again. Then it may come back. There's other things to support memory that I need to spend some time on, but right now I want to talk about sleep. So what you're looking for is healthy waves that will also, not only in 90-minute cycles, but as those cycles change throughout the sleep, 7 hours, 8 hours, the cycle at the end of the sleep looks different than the cycle at the beginning. You're going to spend a lot more time in the alpha range, which is 7 to 14, when in the morning. That's when you do a lot of your dreaming, is early in the morning, and less time in the theta and delta area, especially the delta area. But if you're not getting good rest, then it doesn't work. So in Vigorest, you hear me run ads on it. That I always take a scoop, sometimes a scoop and a third of that before I go to bed at night. Some people take just a third of the scoop, and they do great with it. They don't need as much as I do. And now I'm adding little moon drops, homeopathics. There's a lot of good homeopathic stuff for sleep that and sometimes ashwagandha, it's a great support to the adrenals. Magnesium before you go to bed at night, especially the bisglycinate. And magnesium runs over 300 different functions in the body, so important to the body. But one of the things it's going to do is going to help you sleep better. There's so many good sleep products out there in a natural form. But I want you to be aware of why I talk about Invigorest, why I run that advertisement for Invigorest. I want you to take advantage of that. Because it's going to help produce GABA. Now, what is GABA? GABA is amino acid that rules the temporal lobes of the brain. The temporal lobes run around close to the ears, along the side of the head. And they control the rhythms of the body, the rhythms of how your glands secrete, how your organs work, and how they work in harmony, how the intestines work. It's sometimes described as being the brakes to the body. But they're really sort of a governor that some systems in the body is going to rev the body up. Well, it's going to need more GABA to bring that down. Like dopamine can rev the body up too much. If you're a high dopamine person, you may be someone that wants to hang glide off mountains if you're a daredevil. You may need a little more GABA to stop and think, maybe that's not a good idea today. You need that for good quality sleep, but also to get all the things back in harmony. So Invigorous has a special form that the Russians developed for mild depression that helps the body produce GABA, which just taking regular GABA doesn't do a very good job. It doesn't get in. But this aminoburic GABA acid does a fantastic job. So I've been taking it for a number of years, but I wanted to emphasize that. It's very important to you. And then, of course, fish oil. Norton Naturals is the fish oil that I swear by. And I take that, this morning I took two of the Ultimate and two of their memory products. And then before I did radio, I took another two of their memory omega-3s that has curcumin in it. Now, curcumin helps with taking the inflammation down in the body. People sleep better a lot of times with curcumin just because the inflammation is less. But they found out recently when curcumin is added to omega-3 oil, to fish oil, to the EPA, DHA, it absorbs 65 times more than it does without. 65 times. That's extraordinary. And curcumin is such a hard nutrient to absorb. That's why that's so important to understand. And so Norton Naturals has done a great job with that. And then they put in other things to help the support the blood flow in the brain. And then glycosylcholine to help increase the acetylcholine, which is really the speed the brain works, which is important for memory, so important. Folks, we'll be right back. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and I'm talking about a new technology called Stivex. Stivex is revolutionary, I think, in helping people with chronic pain and a number of other biological problems that really hadn't had good solutions. Our old solution for chronic pain was first, things like aspirin and Tylenol, and then they started getting into opioids, and then we created an opioid epidemic that is killing people every day. We're losing hundreds of people to opioid addiction. Now, there's a new technology that stimulates the vagus nerve, and I have Dr. Robert Grazer with me, and Dr. Grazer is an expert in this technology. And we've talked about all the benefits, and I want to cover some of those again because it may be the first time you've heard this. But I also want to talk about there's a few contraindications that you need to be aware of. So, Dr. Grazer, thank you for being with us. He's talking to us from San Antonio, and I want doctors all over Oklahoma to know about this and people that are dealing with chronic pain. So explain again the technology just in case someone has not heard this show yet.
Okay, yes, it's a vagus nerve neurostimulation unit, and by stimulating that nerve complex in the upper ear, we get tremendous reduction in overall pain signals throughout the body with the added benefit of increasing circulation and oxygenation to the soft tissues. It is safe. There's really no way to hurt someone with this technology. It It can't electrocute or shock anyone. It's rated for up to 20 minutes at a time. You can take a regular shower. The device is totally, you know, fine and won't cause any problems. You don't want to submerge it. That just shorts the unit out and it stops stimulating, but again, cannot hurt the patient. There are some contraindications that we're not able to put it on certain patients. The main contraindication with this device is a history of bipolar depression. And the reason being is stimulation of that nerve complex has been shown to take someone who has bipolar and put them strictly into a manic phase.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of screening patients when they get the device, we do a psychological screening up front to rule out bipolar. And if they're okay with that, they're pretty much for the most part ready to go. The only other contraindications, and there's no actual medical studies to document this, but it's just for safety to make sure we do not put the device on people with cardiac pacemakers or defibrillators. No one who is pregnant gets the device. And then the other smaller contraindications, more rare, people with hemophilia, and that is just due to where the electrodes implant into the ear to avoid bleeding issues. And what I don't consider a true contraindication, but it's listed, psoriasis vulgaris. And the reasoning behind that is where the leads go in the ear. Patients with psoriasis sometimes have skin sensitivity, and they'll get a little redness and scaling or an activation of the psoriasis at that site.
Well, that one, I would think the relief from pain would be well worth a little irritation there.
Right, that's what I was going to say. In my own practice, patients that are in chronic pain don't care about a little dry skin patch on their ear if they can feel good.
Yeah, definitely. Years and years ago, I was in chronic pain. Well, actually, 10 years ago, I was in a severe sciatica, and I would have loved to have had this. I did get over it. But it took a while. I was only sleeping like an hour and a half a night because of the severe pain. So I know what pain feels like for chronic pain. And I injured my back when I was young, being a weightlifter in football. And so I also know what it's like to have a herniated disc and in severe pain. So any relief that is healthy and doesn't cause an addiction, I really want to introduce people to. Now, folks, before we go any further, I want to mention, if you want to get more information on this, you can get a hold of me through my email. Just put in chronic pain or something in the subject line. And my email is dsolloway, D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, the number 21, dsolloway21 at gmail.com. Again, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21 at gmail.com. Now, if you're a doctor and you want more information, because we need more doctors in the Oklahoma City area and other parts of the country and other parts of the world aware of this technology, because this is so important and will help so many people. So before we finish up here, Doc, you want to tell people a little bit more. What have you seen with your patients? How's it been working with the people you're using it on?
Well, overall, not only in my own practice, but with all the doctors that we work with around the country, we're seeing on average around 85% success rate in getting pain reductions, 80% plus.
Wow.
And at least 50 to 100% in a lot of cases, reduction in the amount of medication they're using on a daily basis.
Well, I know that... The other indications that we've talked about in other shows, like opening up the blood vessels, sort of a nitric oxide effect, and helping with things like neuropathy and gut problems like irritable bowel and things of that sort, those are in the future. The FDA hadn't approved for that, but those are some of the things that looks like may in the future be there. Right now, it's only been approved, and the insurance is only paying for chronic pain. but I'm excited about all the other things this does as well. I want to thank you, Dr. Grazer, for being with us. I want to do more shows with you and educate more people about this. This is something I want everyone to know about, and I want all the doctors that are interested to be able to get a hold of this. Thank you, Dr. Grazer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.